Besides, there was no reason for her to be jealous of me anymore. I'd lost both men. Well? I crossed my arms over my chest, shifted my weight onto one foot, and waited for my apology. I'm sorry, okay? I shouldn't have reacted like that. I was wrong, and you know how hard that is for me to say. Fine, I said, with a one-shouldered shrug. Fine? Bitch, is that all you have to say? Fine? What the fuck else do you want me to say? How about, thank you so much for apologizing, Ava. I've missed you so much, Ava. I love you like a sister from another mister. An involuntary chuckle escaped my lips. I didn't want to forgive her so easily. She hurt me deep. But Ava was right. I did love and miss her immensely. So is my apology accepted? I sighed and rolled my eyes in an exaggerated fashion. I guess I forgive you, bitch. Ava reached out and drew me into a sudden, gripping hug. I'm sorry, she whispered against my cheek before kissing me there. I never meant to hurt you. I know. I bit my tongue to keep the tears back. I'd been crying way too much lately. It was really quite pathetic. Ava hummed as she pulled away and took a good look at me. You stink of old bedsheets and tears. I think this calls for a big breakfast and a little retail therapy, yes? I nodded. You're right. Just let me get dressed. My therapy session started at the Philly Diner. It felt like I hadn't eaten in years, and I attempted to correct that by eating my weight in meat, eggs, hash browns, pancakes, and coffee. So what's going on? Why are you walled up in your apartment like a hermit? Nothing. It's nothing. I didn't want to talk about what happened between Elijah and me. I couldn't. It's not nothing. Your apartment is a mess and smells like old kitty litter and stale cigarettes. You look like you've been drinking your feelings and eating nothing but sadness. What's going on, Eve? She reached across the table and squeezed my hand. I love you. Tell me. The tears were there, right there in my throat and the corners of my eyes. Holy fuck, I am so sick of fucking crying. I swallowed them down and slid my armor back in place before I spoke again. Here's a secret that nobody knows, I said after leaning in real close. I'm shit with men. I choose the wrong ones. Every time. Every fucking time. And they all hurt me. Every single one of them hurt me. What? Elijah hurt you? What happened? I dropped my fork, suddenly nauseous. I could barely swallow the mouthful of blueberry pancakes stuffed in my cheek. Elijah broke up with me. What? What happened? I still don't know. We went to the Hamptons and had an amazing weekend. Well, that sounds good. And it was good, despite the random appearance of his ex-girlfriend, which made him all weird and distant. But I thought we talked it out before we came back. Then we had a threesome with Julian. Wait, what? I know it's fucked up, but Elijah was completely open and really into fulfilling all of my fantasies. Or at least I thought he was. I looked down at my plate. The sweet smell of the blueberries and syrup made that bile rise in my throat again. I pushed it away. That night, Julian seemed down with it, too. But afterward, they both acted like they didn't want it. They treated me like I was some sort of slut for liking it when they were totally into it while they were fucking me. Seriously? Seriously. Julian left right afterward, and Elijah broke up with me the next morning. I'm sorry this happened to you, Eve. I thought Elijah was it for you. Me too. I still think so, but he doesn't. I shrugged. Nothing I can do about that. So, a threesome, huh? What was that like? Ava asked, leaning her elbows on the table. Ava! I mean, you can't just drop something like that on the table and not tell me the details. I closed my eyes and thought of those moments between us. No matter what happened afterward, I didn't regret any of it. I'd never felt anything like that before, and it pained me to know that I would probably never feel like that again. It was the most intense thing I've ever experienced. I actually caught myself thinking, maybe we could all be together. I must be crazy. I mean, I know the idea is crazy, but at that moment, I knew I wanted both of them always.